This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. Mark and Katie on FUBAR Radio.
It's Tuesday, the 15th of July. The time is 10 a.m. And you're listening to FUBAR, the UK's largest unregulated ad-free radio network. It's a radio revolution and you are part of it. I'm Mark Dolan, and as always, today's show will be highly news-reactive with 3 hours of the biggest stories being talked about around the country and across the globe. We've also got top guests, our live social media centre, and our in-studio rolling news feed, so if anything happens on the planet, you'll be the first to know. On today's show, we will react to the bloodbath that was David Cameron's cabinet reshuffle. We'll dive headfirst into the murky world of showbiz with Now Magazine's Caroline Millington. And we'll enlist the help of the greatest dentist on the planet to advise you on how to get your teeth whiter than a Nigel Farage dinner party. But of course, that's just the quiet before the storm. Because as always on a Tuesday, lightning strikes several times when Pricey's in the house. On the anniversary of the invention of air travel, I think an aviation metaphor is highly fitting. Oh yes, my co-host is faster than a Messerschmitt, more luxurious than an A380, has a better nose than Concorde, and demonstrates more threat from the air than a Spitfire. Ladies and gentlemen, we have liftoff. Strap yourselves in. I give you Katie Price.
Hey!
Katie Price, I hope that was big enough.
It was, but apart from I rolled in today.
You
struggled
did not
and rolled
roll
in.
You know what? You couldn't roll in if you tried.
Oh, I feel massive today.
You arrived in a fanfare. There are more perhaps outside than ever. It's a, I don't know, it's a crowd now. They're in double digits.
Oh, I know.
And you arrived on a train. There was drama on the train. We'll get to all of that. We've got an amazing show today. I'm so excited. You're bringing your A game. The sun's shining. Let's do this thing.
Let's do it.
Come on, then. We'll start with a record. This is Talking Heads. You can communicate with us throughout the show at FUBAR Radio, Dolan at FUBARradio.com. We'll do some comedy. We'll do some laughs. We'll do politics. We'll do drama, show business. The whole thing is coming after Once in a Lifetime by Talking Heads. There you go, Talking Heads. And we've got the ultimate Talking Head on FUBAR Radio. Katie Price and Mark Dolan with you right through till 1 o'clock today. The time is 10:13. And Katie, I was just, it's radio, so I better describe it. But I was just saying to producer Talia how great. Doesn't Katie look marvellous?
Yeah, glowing.
Really beautiful.
You say, what have I done different? I think I've
not.
Done
it's not
a bit
like
blonder.
Last week was bad. It's not like you kind of, you know what I mean, came in looking horrific in a onesie or anything.
I probably look a bit browner and I've gone a bit blonde with the hair and I've got my eyelash extensions on.
Because I'm a bloke,
yeah.
I can never, like when my good lady wife, sometimes she'll put makeup on, she's going outside, and I go, hey, you look really well. Really, did you sleep well last night? She's like, it's makeup, you idiot. And
do
I
you
think
notice
a lot of blokes,
things
no,
like
I,
see, that?
I don't, unless it's like really obviously lipstick. And I think blokes don't know. They just think that women look really, like, really healthy.
What about hands and feet? Does your wife wear nail varnish or have her nails done?
Yeah, she does it, but she's a tomboy like you, actually.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, but she does, but within hours, it's all cracked up and she looks
see,
like a.
One thing with me, like everyone knows, I always make sure my hands and feet are done. I get them done once a week, they always match.
Yeah.
But I always think men would notice if I didn't. I don't know. But I like it
they,
for
they
myself.
They wouldn't, producer Talia, they would not notice, would they? Because men are thick.
No, don't tell her that.
I know.
Us women think men
yeah,
notice
you want to,
these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, and you want to feel good.
You're doing it for you, though. That's the thing, isn't
I've
it?
always done my eyebrows and hands and feet, even when I was at school. Yeah. Always had them done.
It's the key areas. Well, a very busy show today. We're not just going to talk about eyebrows and feet and fingernails, because one of the big things today is the teeth, the gnashers.
Yes, lots of people have veneers, crowns, everything these days, don't they? So we got the dentist, Christina, coming in.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. She's loosely dubbed the world's greatest dentist. And the reason where I've got that from is that she is dentist to Katie Price. And
unfortunately, she has to see my mouth open once a week because I get my teeth cleaned every week.
No, I think that's a brilliant idea. Producer Talia, I love the idea
of
it.
That's an amazing idea. My own mother's a dentist and I don't even get my teeth checked that regularly.
I tell you what, it would be a bit of a coup if Talia's mum could actually sort of steal the account and get you as a basically, we could get Caroline and Jackie, which is her mum, to have a kind of face off and see who gets the contract.
Imagine.
for the price teeth.
I'd love to. Getting my teeth cleaned.
Have you ever thought about getting your teeth cleaned daily and have someone else clean your teeth? Because that would be my dream.
But the thing is, I've bought all these gadgets, like this sonic air thing. You know, instead of flossing, there's this sonic thing. And it just blows strong air between each gap.
Yeah.
So I've got that. Then you've got the flossing. Then you've got the brushes in between. But to be honest, I haven't got time to do all that every day, which is why I get them cleaned every week. I'm still brushing them every day, twice a day.
Does she come to you?
No, I just go to the dentist.
She's got all the kits.
Then I take the kids there if they need it and... Then Kieran gets his teeth cleaned there.
We're going to go tooth crazy after 12. Also, we're going to go showbiz central as well. Caroline Millington from Now Magazine, which has an exclusive Katie Price column in it, and which is the celebrity showbiz magazine of the century. So that'd be brilliant. Lots and lots of stories to get through. We're so, so busy today. I'll throw some headlines at yourselves. Daily Express, puzzles, best way to fight dementia, and also... 300K sparkler seals Cheryl's secret wedding. Cheryl Cole, of course, we discovered in yesterday's show that she has got married to Jean Bernard, who's looked like a very dashing, handsome man. Great news for Cheryl, who looks like she's about to enjoy, at last, after a long period of misery, some domestic bliss. In fact, professional and domestic happiness, because there's like obviously a new husband.
What does he do? Do you know?
No, I've searched. I have scoured the internet.
Yeah, I don't know what he does.
I wonder.
Does he own restaurants or?
He doesn't look like a bricklayer, does he?
No.
And he hasn't gone. She hasn't gone down the Kerry Katona route of marrying a taxi driver.
No, but I don't really know what it is he's done. And if he's bought her 300K. Ring.
Ring, yeah.
He can't be doing too bad.
Am I wrong? Am I harsh on Kerry Katona and the taxi driver? Because I wonder whether if you marry a taxi driver, you know, you're never going to get lost, are you?
Well, she's not with him now. That was Mark, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mark Croft.
Nice to have a man with a sense of direction, though.
It certainly is, yes.
But in other ways, he was flawed. Apart from...
I did warn her about him, but she's with a guy called George now, and he's actually lovely. He's absolutely massive. No, I'm not saying in that department. I don't know about that. But I mean, he's massive. When you meet him, he's tall,
he's bulky,
massive, like a gentle giant.
Has Kerry finally found happiness, do you think?
I actually saw her on Sunday, and she wasn't with George. She'd just come with two of her girls because I had my baby shower. She actually seems really happy. I feel sorry for Kerry. It's a bit like me in the magazines. There's this perception, and I'm not that person.
Yeah.
You know, it's this stuff. I don't know. People must think, you know, I've lost the plot or whatever. But it's the same with Kerry, like what you read about her. But when you meet her, she's completely different.
Yeah. And what is that different? Just not very normal.
Well, she's just trying to get on with it. You know, she admits she's bankrupt and, you know, she's trying to get along with everything. You know, she's got five kids.
Yeah.
She's been married three times exactly like me. It's really weird because we always say... We're so similar like that. And then if it doesn't work with that guy, she gets stick for it or I get stick for it if it doesn't work out for me. But it's not always us. This is the thing.
No, she's been unlucky. I mean, if she's got five kids by, I believe, seven different
three.
Men.
Three. Three different dads. Same as me.
My maths. But here's the thing. Do you think, I wonder whether there's one difference between you and Kerry Katona from I've met her a couple of times. She's a very charming lady.
We should get her on the show.
Let's do that.
The reason I say it, because when you see magazines, you can't really talk to that person because you just read about it. But when you actually, like if you see him on TV, it's like a set interview of questions. But if she came on it like what I do and I'm just free and say what I like, you know, I bet your opinion of her is different.
Mark Croft could actually give her a lift in.
Talking of black cabbies, this is the second week I've got in a black cabbie and they cannot find this place, which is why I get here like within a minute before I'm on air.
I know. Well, you did it, though. You nailed it. You were here exactly.
Yes.
Just 1 minute to 10. Do you think, because you're really right. And actually, if I could ask our team, producer Sam, to get on the case, can you do some sleuthing and find out what this dude who is married to Cheryl Cole does for a living, please? We would love to know what his job is. Because this lady is very wealthy, great career, all of that stuff. And you probably would be worried if it turned out that he was a waiter, or not that there's anything wrong with those jobs, but yeah. Do you think there's a problem?